The U.S. ambassador to the Philippines today offered a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the capture of Abu Sayyaf leaders. Abu Sayyaf is the Islamic militant group that kidnapped two American missionaries a year ago. About 1,000 U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force personnel are helping the Philippine Army hunt down Abu Sayyaf. It's another front in the war against terrorism. But the mission U.S. forces have undertaken in the Philippines is very different from the one in Afghanistan, as NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Basilan Island.
Camp Alaska, that's what the U.S. military calls its main base here. It's a strange name, considering that temperatures on this remote island can easily reach 100 degrees. There's no air conditioning, of course, just a few electric fans spinning furiously, fighting a losing battle against the tropical heat. But conditions here are slowly improving as the U.S. troops transform Camp Alaska into home. They now have a roof over their heads, thin foam mattresses, and real food instead of those synthetic MREs, meals ready to eat. Captain Craig Wolfenberger has been living at Camp Alaska for more than 3 months.
For an infantry Marine, this is actually living pretty large. If you're not sleeping in the mud, you're a step ahead. So,
Wolfenberger is well armed, but can only fire in self-defense. Philippine law prohibits foreign troops from engaging in combat here. Privately, that's the source of some frustration, especially among the U.S. Army Special Forces. They have yet to even accompany Philippine troops on patrols, as was supposed to happen weeks ago. But Brigadier General Donald Worcester, the head of U.S. forces in the southern Philippines, dismisses such grumbling. To put it bluntly, he says, this is not Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan with the intent of removing a hostile government that had attacked our nation. And here we are working with a friendly government and a treaty partner and a country with which we have long and deep relationships with, the Philippine people.
What this mission does have in common with Afghanistan, says Worcester, is that it involves an elusive enemy. The Abu Sayyaf is a ragtag group of Islamic militants constantly on the move.
And when the military gets close and prepares to threaten them, they just squirt away through into the jungle and disappear, and then they have to go to a great deal of trouble to find him again. It is an extremely difficult task.
So difficult that 5,000 Filipino soldiers have been unable to defeat a few dozen Abu Sayyaf fighters. Philippine President Gloria Arroyo hopes that U.S. training and equipment will enable her government to finally eliminate the group. It's a hope shared by many ordinary Filipinos, Christian and Muslim. The U.S. troops on Basilan Island, in fact, enjoy a kind of celebrity status. Young children wave as the convoys pass, shouting, "Hey Joe," the universal greeting for all Americans here. But that's about as far as the contact goes. Because of security concerns, the U.S. troops mostly keep to themselves. At times, in fact, security seems overzealous, but Major Tony Ferens says they're taking no chances.
We take the threat very seriously, and we treat every vehicle movement and every work site as if, you know, there is an attack that could happen, because of course there is.
So far, the U.S. forces have not come under attack in the Philippines, but they have suffered losses. In February, 10 U.S. servicemen, 8 Army and 2 Air Force, were killed when their helicopter crashed. It was deemed an accident, but also a sobering reminder of the dangers involved.
This is probably as close as I will ever get. It's certainly as close as I have been to the front lines of a war.
Major Richard Sader is an Air Force reservist who normally works as a public radio announcer in Ohio. He says the mission in the Philippines may not be as high profile as the one in Afghanistan, but it is important nonetheless.
The war on terrorism is being fought on a number of different fronts. You know, Afghanistan, here in the Philippines, you know, we can all feel proud that we're doing what we can do to support the war.
This phase of the war is due to end July 15th, and that suits Richard Sader just fine. We're here to do a job, he says, and then we want to go home. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Basilan Island, the Philippines.